American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll be, as soon as I get my microphone from turning around, what does Robbie do with this microphone? It's spinning around here. I think it's possessed. Where did I leave off? Oh, yes, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, right out here live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. On today's show, later on, I'll have Jack McLam up. That'll be the last hour. We'll have Jack on. I want to talk to him about his aid and abet endeavors, police and military against the New World Order. Guy, folks, if you're not taking advantage and at least listening to his program and supporting what he's doing, he's the number one contact for police and military to debunk them. You know, on the program the other day, I had Ted Pike on, and he was talking about the ADL, about hate crimes and everything. Well, they've been pumping law enforcement here for years, at least, that I know of, at least 15 years. Who potential terrorists are? You know, that means you and I, folks, and we've gone over that subject many times. Well, we have people in the government priming law enforcement out there, along with their sundry little help groups, describing to these cops out, that's the people you see on the streets every day, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with their little bubblegum machines on top, just out there protecting us and keeping us all safe. Well, Jack is getting the real poop to him, okay, to law enforcement and to also military. So he is the, I would consider him the number one value source on getting that information to police. Because you know what? They don't listen to you and I because we're not part of the club. We're just average Joe citizen, and they're being taught not to trust us. But they'll trust somebody in uniform or has had vast experience in military or police, so they will listen to somebody like Jack McLam, where they may not listen to me. Not until it comes up, sneaks up on them, and bashes them on the back of the head like it will everybody else. They are not exempt because they wear a badge and wear a gun, folks. They're not exempt from anything. As a matter of fact, the New World Order critters plan on the extermination of local law enforcement, your PDs, your county sheriffs, your even your state agencies, DPS down here in Texas. You know, the more of these guys we can get killed, the better we are going to be in positioning ourselves with getting the UN troops in here. I myself, ladies and gentlemen, don't want to see anything happen to our friends in uniform. I want them to clean up their own act. They better start following the Constitution because there's something that's going on right in their own backyards. People are finding out what the Constitution means and what everybody's role is supposed to be in that. And sorry to say, guys, as a matter of policy, your people, your betters, are telling you that you've got to do certain things. Well, that thin blue line is going to be starting to be pushed from both sides. I don't want to see it snapped. I want to see you people out there in uniform with the right information. So Jack McLam, we'll talk to him in the second hour of today's broadcast. Open Phone Friday. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Open Phone Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Any topic, nothing is off topic today. 800-313-9443. You folks in Central Texas, you can also use that toll-free number if you are on a cell phone. Yeah, we know you still get charged the minutes. There's nothing we can do about it. But the 800 number works here in Central Texas also. So 800-313-9443. Give us a call. We'll put you directly on air. And there was a news story that came out this morning, and this has to do with you folks down here in San Antonio. If there's anybody down in San Antonio that can give us a more of a heads up, KXAN TV 36 News doesn't have a whole lot on this deal. We're hearing this is what KXAN is saying. The northbound and southbound lanes of the Interstate 35 are closed right now at Loop 410, and 410 is about on the north side of San Antonio. An 18-wheeler that's carrying 300 pounds of explosives rolled over, prompting authorities to shut down the interchange for a one-mile radius. Now, we're having some people call the network and saying, no, it's just not explosives, it's nuclear materials, and they have 30 miles of it shut down. So anybody that's got some updated information that's out there, give us a call. Because we're not getting anything out of our local talking heads. Go figure. They can't report on anything until it's cleared by the proper officials, I am sure. So at any rate, give us a holler on that one, 800-313-9443. There is a situation revolving around loss of parent rights, and this goes on and on and on, folks, all the time. Child Protective Services is involved. This involves a 12-year-old. Young Katie Wernicke is still awaiting radiation treatment after Child Protective Services took her out of her home. The 12-year-old was the subject of Nueces County's latest Amber Alert. All right, now get ready for this, because remember these signs going along along the interstates, you know, oh, this is for kidnapped children? Nueces, what did I say, Nueces? Yeah. Where's Nueces County, anyhow? That is in
Corpus Christi area.
Corpus Christi? Okay. At any rate, they used the Amber Alert on this. Well, why? Well, you'll find out in the story here. She suffers from Hodgkin's disease. Doctors said she needs radiation treatment, but her parents refused. That's when Child Protective Services stepped in. CPS officials tell 6 News she had undergone blood tests and physical workups, which are common before a radiation procedure, but family members don't want her to undergo the radiation, are insisting on a third option. Now, the parents' fight began on Wednesday night when Katie was taken from her mother before CPS could take her and her 3 siblings. See, when you don't do what the doctors order you to do, then you're turned over to Child Protective Services, and then they come and take all your kids, okay? That's what goes on. Now, the Amber Alert was canceled Saturday night when the girl and her mother were found in the family's ranch in Freer. Now, as soon as the child was taken from the ranch, she was taken to Driscoll Children's Hospital. Katie's mother was arrested and charged with interfering with child custody and remains in a Nueces County jail on a bond of $50,000. Well, she's since gotten out on that $50,000 bond. Her husband said he's working on bailing her out, and obviously he did. He was over at the bank earlier Monday trying to figure out how to come up with her bail money. Now, the CPS officials said they had to step in and take Katie because they received a consensus from doctors that the young girl needed the radiation treatment, and that time was dragging on, so they needed to act. Now, just before they vanished last week, Katie and her mother made a tape spelling out why they were against the radiation treatment and CPS involved in her case. The story goes on to say that 6 News obtained a copy of that Monday. The video runs nearly 8 minutes, and on it, both Michelle and Katie Wernicke made their point clear that they would do whatever it took to fight the radiation. Now, on the tape, it shows Katie has lost her hair from previous chemotherapy treatments, but she says she's feeling better. I've been fine for 2 months since my last chemo treatment. I'm gaining weight. My hair is coming back. I feel great. I don't need radiation treatment. And nobody asked me what I wanted. It's my body, Katie said on videotape. We do not want this for Katie, and she does not want it, Michelle said on the videotape. Speaking from behind the camera, she shot the video to give viewers a look at her daughter and to say why she's also against radiation therapy. Now, this case is about parents' right to choose the medical care for their children, Michelle said. The 12-year-old also takes a shot at one of her doctors who's recommending the treatment, Dr. Najemi Alter. If radiation doesn't cause me any harm, then let Dr. Alter have radiation done to him first to prove it, Michelle said. That wasn't all they had to say about Dr. Alter. He has lied to us so many times that we just can't trust his judgment anymore. Without considering the parents' rights and Katie's rights to choose her treatment, the mother added. Now, the video was recorded just before Michelle took off with Katie. Michelle Wernicke's final words was a stern message to CPS. She said, I am not returning Katie unless CPS returns my other kids and wipes our record clean and stop using them as pawns. They're just children. The kids are now in CPS custody and their record won't be wiped clean. In an affidavit obtained by News 6, some of the doctors treating Katie included Dr. Alter, responds to the family's claims. A social worker from Driscoll first explains what type of treatment Katie receives. She said, Katie Wernicke is receiving the standard care for children with Hodgkin's disease approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Alder then describes Katie's response to the treatment. Dr. Alder explained that Katie Wernicke has had an excellent response to the treatment, but the progress is in jeopardy, and if she does not receive the required radiation treatment, her condition could become fatal. Underline could there. It went on to say that the court action was requested because on May 27th of 2005, Dr. Alder stated Katie Wernicke needs to receive radiation treatment within the next 10 days in order to prevent reoccurrence of her cancer, which would in turn decrease her overall chances of survival. Right now, there's a custody hearing scheduled for June 15th. The family has also hired an attorney to try to get an injunction to stop the treatment, but so far no court date has been set for that. Now, Katie is currently in the care of a nurse, and the other three children remain in foster care. Katie's family have a web blog that offers updates on Katie's progress. It also allows Katie's supporters to leave messages for the 12-year-old. News 6 contacted Dr. Alder for his side of the story, but refused to comment, citing medical privacy laws. Medical privacy laws. And I'll tell you exactly what happened here, folks. This doctor is the one that called CDC. Now, if that is, you think about the, look, in this country, when you go to a doctor, that information between you and your doctor, that is sacrosanct. That cannot be messed with. Same goes with an attorney. You go see an attorney, that is client, patient, as far as medical stuff goes, or client, it's protected, okay? Same thing with the priest. No more than you go in and confess in a confessional. You know, if you're a Catholic, you go talk to a priest, and he turns around and goes, I think this is something for the authorities. No. Now, when you go to your confessor, it's between you and God. He just happens to know about it, all right? But that same client attorney privilege or client, what am I looking for here in the medical terms? Patient, there we go. Patient doctor relationship or client attorney relationship, whatever the case may be. That is protected. Now, it appears what happened here, when the doctor was not getting his way, he's the one that picked up the phone and called CDC. This could cost this man his license to practice. No wonder he doesn't want to respond to this news service and answer any questions. Oh, now it's privileged. Now he wants to jump back into the privilege bag. Sorry, guy. It's out of the bag right now. So we'll keep, I think Frank Whalen is scheduling, trying to schedule these folks out to get them on air, and I think they want to have the attorney on at the same time. So stay tuned. I'll check with Frank Whalen to see if that's going to happen in the early part of next week. But we'll cover the story, folks, because what this comes down to is simply this. Whose child is it? And what rights do you have? And what business does the state have coming in and stepping in circumstances such as these? It is your children. These people are not God, folks. The doctors aren't God, and the state certainly isn't God, and you should be able to choose a treatment for your child. And just because this doctor started a treatment, they said that we don't want any more chemotherapy stuff. Quite frankly, we're looking at alternative stuff to treat our child. That doctor doesn't have the right to pick up that phone and blow his nose on the CDC to get these people. I mean, her children are gone. She was in jail, okay? In jail. Do you think that this is a careless mother? Absolutely not. Does she have a lot of love and care for her daughter, her 12-year-old? Absolutely. More than this doctor does, and certainly more than the CDC has. We'll keep you posted on the story as details become available. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Oh, good. Just fine. But, you know, John, how did you ever get out of school with that thought?
I didn't. I had to quit when I was in ninth grade.
Didn't you learn that we're all owned by the state, just like the trees, the rocks, the water,
no,
the grass,
no,
and the birds?
And when somebody told me to do something, I always asked the all-important question, why are you telling me to do this? I was always one of those guys that questioned everything. I accepted nothing. I questioned everything.
So you just didn't get programmed right, huh?
I didn't get programmed right, and I didn't fit with the program, and I got so bored with it. I'm a ninth grade dropout. That's right, folks. I'm a high school dropout.
You jumped over the fence.
Yes,
you,
I did.
You absconded.
I did, with myself, my sanity, and my brain intact, or at least I think so.
I hear music.
You do? We'll take the break. We'll bring you right back on the other side.
Thanks.
Adolph in New York, hang on. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday, folks. Quit sitting on your thoughts and your opinions. Express them. It's a good way to get involved with yourself and, well, fine-tune that communication skill so you can use it on other people. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
I just got from my producer. Evidently, it was on Alex's show. I guess he had the father up. And the latest I have here is that, yeah, he did get the bond, but he had to put up the house to get his wife out of jail, folks. Okay. The children, not Katie. Katie is still in the Child Protective Services, loving arms. But evidently the other children have been returned to the husband. And so that's the word we have so far. And we'll keep you posted as we find out more. John in Florida, you were about to say, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about your programming.
Yeah.
I don't know how Frank Whelan does 4 hours. I occasionally get to hear him, but, boy, he must get up pretty early.
He's 22 years younger than I am.
Yeah, he's great. I used to enjoy the French Connection, but you know what? Alan Stang is the man.
He is.
He's right on. And today it seems to have been a repeat, so I tuned in Alex Jones for a little over an hour. That's all that I can get on a Christian broadcast network here, you know.
Right.
But I'm a real RBN junkie these days, and I've got to thank you. At night sometimes also I get to hear Rick Adams, and he's great also. And
yeah.
Not to overlook guys like Derry Barfield and, you know, doctors.
Yeah, dairy's good. I call dairy my class 101 into the situation.
Yeah.
Dairy, he's got a program that goes out to over 70 AM and FM stations out there, and he's been talking more and more about the topics that we discuss here on this program.
Uh-huh.
He's only got an hour show, so it's hard for him to deal with a lot of subject matter, but he's been waking a lot of people up. He's our intro into the rest of the network.
I spent a few years in the early to mid-60s out in his part of the country, and I really enjoy him, and, you know, must say he cracks me up at times. And, you know, the rest of the programming, Robbie, you guys, excellent. Dr. Stan, et cetera, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be the network that people are going to turn to.
Right on.
I mean, it's just, you know, forget the new agey stuff. It's not a requirement that you be a Christian broadcaster to be on this network, although it doesn't hurt. But we bring on people, if they are not Christian, they respect the Christian point of view, and they understand the country and its founding and its principles and all that stuff. They're not here to crap on anybody's parade, in other words.
Yeah.
And these are the people that we're bringing on board. And we still have Saturday, a good portion of Saturday to fill, and a good portion of Sunday to fill. But we are being very, very careful on who we put up.
Oh, it's great with John Moore and, you know, I forget the other guy, you know, that comes on after John Moore. He's really
that's a young
fellow.
Yeah, that's the Scott Horton, the weekend interview show. Scott is he's a bright guy. Sometimes he's almost too smart for his own good, but he does a heck of a show, and he gets good, and he gets good guests. He really does.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. Yep.
I hope you and, you know, Robbie have another week without, you know, fighting over the time the lights go out.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate it, John. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, it's, everybody thinks that, oh, yeah, well, there's a zillion talk show hosts out there. You know, if you start a network, there's a zillion guys out there. Well, I would invite you to listen to any other network that is in kind of our genre out there, and you'll find out why I put this network together the way it is. Because you know what, folks? I need knowledgeable people. I don't think there's anybody that's on the air on this network that is any younger than Scott Horton. And I think Scott's probably, I don't know. How old is Scott, anyhow? Do you know? 14. He's going to kill me. No, he's probably about 25. And Frank Whalen, he's 30. There's nobody on this network any younger, I think, than Scott Horton. I could be an error. So, Scott, if you're out there hollering my ear, tell me how old you are. But anyhow, he gets some fantastic guests. And we had to get a replacement for my dear friend, Mr. Setter, the French Connection. You know, he was really upset because of some of the subject matter that was talked about on this network. And you know what? We don't want talk show hosts that are uncomfortable with where they're at. And a lot of people don't understand that every talk show host on this network, it is of their own opinion. What they talk about, a lot of it comes from their life experience and how they view things, and that's what makes a talk show host unique, their particular view on different subjects. And, you know, a talk show host might get upset about something that another talk show host says, but the funny thing that really strikes me about this is you have your own show, you have your own opinions. What does it matter what another guy says or thinks? You know, a lot of people don't agree with Stan Monti's position on Israel, and I don't either. But you don't hear me talking about that. That's his own program. He has his opinions on that subject, and that's what First Amendment is about. But as far as putting up New Agey, devil worshipers, you know, sometimes I'm a Christian, sometimes I'm not kind of deal. No. People that are who they are. And their life's experience, that is what makes a good broadcaster, knowing your subject matter and knowing how to relate that to people. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to have a full lineup of people that are good people. It's good talk show hosts, folks, don't grow on trees. Trust me, they don't. Adolf in New York. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad. I didn't call you to tell you that Robbie gives out this Republic trading telephone number too fast, and I can't write it down because I've got carpal tunnel syndrome.
Well, hold on one second. We're going into break. I'll hold you over here, and we'll make sure that everybody gets that number.
Okay.
I can't imagine Robbie talking fast.
Well,
hold on.
Write that fast.
Oh, hold on, Adolph. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back in Adolph in New York. You wanted to say, sir?
Well, Robbie I wasn't able to get the telephone number. I told you that already. But the point I wanted to bring up is I'm 80 5/6 of a year old. And I'm a survivor of the Belgian Battle of the Bulge during the Second World War. And I've been getting letters from the IRS, and they want to tap me. And I contacted a congressman and took him about a month to answer. And he sent me about papers that were about a quarter inch thick, were as useless as you know what on a bull. And I can't believe that these people in a congressman's office don't know that there's no law that makes you liable for federal income tax.
Well, Adolph, you're going to be happy to hear this one. Next week, I'm going to interview a guest that claims that he can have the IRS agents change the code on your internal file and we'll get you off of that income tax roll. Okay, so we'll have that. Listen next week. I don't know what day I'll have him on, but I will have him on next week.
Right.
And we'll be able to maybe help a lot of people out. Now, let me give you that number. You ready?
Which one?
For Robbie.
Right.
800-691-7898.
I've got it.
All righty?
Right.
Just give that a holler, and he'll be glad to talk with you.
Right. But, I don't believe that these people in a congressman's office or whatever government office, they are on the job retirement, income taxes are only paid by self-assessment and voluntary compliance. And I've got papers that, I've got one of the tons of books from, different
sure.
people on the law. And I think that they know that federal income tax isn't liable, but they make you believe it is because that's the way they figure they get paid. But federal taxes, all that money goes to the Federal Reserve System, pay off, a debt that President Kennedy tried to get us out of. That's probably why he was shot.
Yeah. Well, and you're obviously of the age. How old were you when you went into World War II? 19 years old. A lot of people don't know this. There was an income tax of 1% during World War II to help pay for the war cost.
Right, for 18 months.
Yeah, for 18 months. And the government was selling war bonds and scraping up money, but they put a 1% income tax on people's wages out there to pay for the war, and that was supposed to be rescinded after
right.
World War II.
Right.
Well, it wasn't. And then we saw that as a perfect vehicle for people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and, of course, Lyndon Baines Johnson's, the second part of the New Deal, where we do the government giveaways out there.
Uh-huh.
And they used that income tax as an excuse to pay for services. Well, here's the news, folks. The IRS can't take enough money in per year to even pay the interest on the money that the government has borrowed.
Right.
So, that puts us all in a fix. And another thing, Adolph, a lot of people don't know that, well, past, current, and future obligations of the United States government, well over $70 trillion. Do you think we're pretty well broke, Adolph?
We went bankrupt in 1933.
Yes, we did. My friend, I'm glad you called into the program. Call Robbie there, and many more years to come, sir.
Okay, I'm going to live to be 150 because I'm going to draw Social Security just for spite. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, Adolph. I appreciate it. 85 plus and still going strong. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to live at least that long because I got too much work to do. I'm going to need at least another 30, 35 years. Lee in Michigan. Hello, Lee.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi. I got a little favor to ask of you.
Yes, sir.
I know now that you're on the air more hours than I know about.
Uh-oh.
And I would like to know some of the frequencies that you're on.
I'm on 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up in Michigan, Eastern time, 5 to 7.
Right. I have that time down for you.
Okay. First hour, 12-160.
Right.
Second hour, 74-65.
Right. Okay, now, what are some of the other programs, the hours that the RBN has that they got other people on with the, like you have Robbie Noel and...
We got Robbie on, that comes on for the 2 hours previous to me. That's 2 to 4 Central. That would be 1 to 3 your time, and he is on
9.975. 9.975.
Jack McLam follows this program, 6 mm-hmm. p.m. Central, 7 p.m. your time. On 9.985.
9.985.
And do you have access to a computer?
No, I don't have, John.
Okay.
I'm one of them old fogies that ain't got around to it yet.
I've got that same phobia, but it's a necessary evil in my business.
Yes, I understand.
And let me see, who else do we have on shortwave? John Moore on Saturdays. When's John on there, Mr. Producer? 1 to 3, and he is on 12-160 for those 2 hours.
For 2 hours?
Yeah.
12-160.
Right. And Frank Whalen, I had him on shortwave. He'll be returning to the shortwave, but we got to get him a better frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, like I say, I try to listen to you all the time that I can. I knew you when you were here in Michigan. And when you were on the other broadcasting station down at the Battle Creek.
That was a few years ago.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah, by the way, Stan Monteith is also, Mr. Producer, while I have you here, Stan Monteith is on this network, and what's his frequency? What's that? Hang on. Oh, he's telling me to hang on.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's got the fastest fingers I've ever seen anybody on a keyboard.
Well, that's what you need.
He outstrips the computer's ability to bring stuff up. I mean, I have, and he doesn't make mistakes. I've seen women that can type. No. This guy has it down pat. He's a programmer and does all that stuff.
Well, that would be a broadcaster delight then, huh?
Well, he's a heck of a producer, and he takes every opportunity to let me know he is.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay. And who else did you say this was? What was the name?
5.835, is it? And that's Dr. Stanley Monteith. And he comes on from 10 to midnight Central Time.
10 to midnight. And that was what was the letters again? Numbers?
5835. Right.
Okay, John, I thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
And keep up the good work, bud. You're really shaking the world up.
Well, I hope to shake them to its foundation.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate your call. Yeah, and we'll be getting more of our programming on shortwave. What we're doing here at the network, just to give you a little clue, and a lot of people are interested because they've supported this network and supported my past endeavors, we're going to get everybody on shortwave. And the way we're going to do that is we're setting up several businesses. We're going to have Robbie Noel here in studio for a few minutes to tell you about a special that he's running on gold. We started a gold and silver business, and the proceeds to that are funneled right into this network. And it's kind of neat because we're not a company that charges you 30%. We want you to be your assets to be protected, but we don't want to rip you off. If you're dealing with companies out there that are taking a month, 2 months, three, four, sometimes 6 months, sometimes not at all to get your order, folks, there's no excuse for that. Would you go buy a car, plunk your money down, and have the dealer tell you, okay, I got your money, come back in 6 months and pick up your car? Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't put up that with that for any other service. We have the ability for 24-hour delivery for gold. That's right, I said 24 hours. And we're gonna shake up the gold and silver dealers out there because, quite frankly, folks, they've had too long of a ride out there taking advantage of people, okay? We're starting something else. A friend of mine, Rusty Fields, locally here in Austin, Texas, this guy's in the shrimp business. Guess what we're going to be offering to the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network? That's right. Frozen shrimp, flash frozen shrimp right to your door. Cheaper than you'll find it anyplace else. For the quality that we're offering, folks, you're going to be amazed about this. And one of my guys, my webmaster, Danny, he says, I had this thought. He said, I just woke up in the morning and I was having this dream. And the first thing that came to mind after I woke up after this dream was shrimp. Oh, Republic Broadcasting is offering shrimp, saving the Republic 1 pound at a time. So what we're doing is setting up various businesses to fund that profit into the network so we can grow this network and maximize the entire network and all the fine talk show hosts we have here. So hang on, folks. It's going to get even better. But, you know, we need your support. You can go to the website, rbnlive.com, check out our store. Why would you go someplace else to buy a product if we carry it and you know what we're doing? It's a matter of trust, folks. And we got some of the best people. We're going to be offering also, we're just in the process of putting this deal together for dried foods, for preparedness foods. And no, you don't have to buy a $5,000 package, folks. I mean, there's a lot of, I've seen it all. Oh, boy, I've seen a lot of stuff going on out there. And we've just contacted one of the best freeze-dried food companies out there, and we'll be able to offer you good-tasting foods. If you're ever in a position, you've got to eat out of the bag, so to speak. Yeah, I'll tell you what, beans and rice can get real tired real quick. We need a variety. So for preparedness foods, for emergency foods, we're bringing that on board. So, and we're also developing what we're going to call a superstore. On the web, if you want to help us out and the products you would like to see this store carry. You can simply go to rbnlive.com, and we're taking a survey. And if there are products or services or something listed there, fine. If not, we got a comment box if you want to see us carry it and consider carrying a product line that you think that would be beneficial for not only you now, but for the rest of the audience out there. Please give us your comments. We're working with a guy right now. I heard back from him today. I had lunch with him last Thursday. We're going to have the ability to offer you a service, folks, that if you want to sell a house, if you want to buy a house here in Texas, a lot of people are coming here to Texas because there's a lot of good things that are happening down here, a lot of good people. If you're living in another part of the country, we can work with the realtors, the top three nationwide realtors, to sell your home. We can assist you in buying your home down here, even if it's listed with another realtor. It doesn't matter. We can make it a one-stop shop. That's right. You don't have to deal with anything. The only thing you want to know is, what's the top dollar I can get for my house that I want to leave, and what's the best price for the home that I want where I'm going, and to make that process as seamless and as headache-free as humanly possible. This is one of the most upsetting things in people's lives, folks. If you've moved, well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You find stuff you haven't seen in years, and there's stuff that you have for years that you don't know what to do with. Yeah. But we're going to make this process for you as far as the searching out a home and selling your home as painless as possible. So we're going to be offering a lot of different services for people out there, and it finally struck me one day. You know, advertising, you hear advertisers on the air. Well, you might hear them for a few months, and then they're here, and then they're gone. Well, and that's because the people that are advertising, they'll advertise on this network and some of the other networks out there. The problem is that they don't have an advertising budget. You know, when you say advertising budgets in the business world, they have a budget, and so much goes for print, and so much goes for radio, and so much goes for TV. Well, the people that that we've been dealing with over the years, their advertising budget is that money that they give up to us or another network for that 1 month, and they sit there and they watch the phone. And they watch the phone, and they wait for it to ring, and they wait for it to ring. Some people have experienced a real good response, but not everybody wants a product that an advertiser wants to advertise on this network. So what we're going to do, we're taking a different approach to this. We're going to be setting up businesses, and the profits of those businesses are to be funneled into this network so we can pay bills. More importantly, we need to expand. We need to maximize what we're doing here. So what I'm asking you to do is take advantage of the products and the services that we offer. That's the way you can support the network. It is a win-win-win situation. We win, you win, and the people that are out there listening to this network that want to continue listening, they're winning, but more importantly, the ones yet to come into the fold. We're also preparing a way for them to come up to speed to find out what has happened to their lives. So we're moving that way, folks, and I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of good people on board. Wayne Mueller will be joining us. Is Wayne still in the other office over there? Let's find out if he's still over there, because I'm going to nail this guy down on the air right now. they can't lie when they're on this show, folks. So we'll get Wayne over here in a second. Some of the other issues I'm going to be covering here on this broadcast. New World Order chieftains only discuss dismantling U.S. border and bringing us into the Pan-American Union. Oh, that's right. That's what the internationalizing the U.S. roads, talk about that. And, all right. Yeah, don't look at me like, what do you want? By the way,
I'm busy. I'm
sorry. You're busy. Grab a microphone and put those little Mickey Mouse things on your head. Yeah, the earphones. All right. He doesn't know what I'm about to do here. It's always you should be worried. It's always a surprise a minute with me, isn't it?
Yep.
So when are you coming to work for the network full-time?
I'm not doing it now.
Well, no, this is between your other duties.
As soon as possible.
Oh, that's too nebulous. We got to nail them down. Is this going to happen? Let me see. This is June. It's not going to happen this month. It's probably not going to happen in July. But in August?
Possibly in August.
Possibly in August.
Possibly. I'm shooting for Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Is kind of my target.
Yeah. That's September, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
By the way, did you give me those tickets for the Dallas Lions game?
Not yet.
Well,
I'm working on it.
Well, I there's nothing more that I'm going to enjoy. You're from Houston, by the way, and you got another football team. The guy with the steer on their head and that star. What is that football team called?
The Texans. Yeah.
The Texans. Yeah. They used to be the Oilers, weren't they?
No.
And then until the Oilers went to Tennessee and they called themselves the Titans.
Yeah.
Loyalty. Who has it anymore, right?
Nobody.
That's it.
With the advent of television, who needs to be loyal to their hometown team? You just jump on the bandwagon with the winning team.
Well, where's the fan loyalty? I'm still a Lion. Folks, and I've got an admission to make here. That's right. I am a football fan. Not across the board. I am a Detroit Lions football fan. The last time the Detroit Lions won a championship, I was 4 years old.
You've been suffering a long time.
A long time. And I enjoy the game. And I'm not one of these Johnny-come-latelys. Oh, there's a team in town that's winning. I'm going to jump over to them. Uh-uh. And you had a little taste of this, by the way. You were the marketing guy for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, the Houston Rockets, the Houston Comets, the WNBA franchise, as well as an arena football team called the Houston Thunderbirds.
Ooh. Well, hang on a second. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks. Open phone Friday today. What, you don't have an opinion about something? No question you would like to ask? 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And who exactly is this, Mr. Producer? Bruce Coburn. All right. Wayne Mueller, junior partner to the network.
Wow. That's a promotion.
Yeah. What were you before?
Volunteer.
Ah. You know, folks, when you go out there and you find somebody that's worth your salt, you got to give up something. You're not really giving up anything, though. What you're doing is making marriages that that what am I trying to say here? That strengthen and move, I guess.
Yeah. No ship is guided by one individual, and it takes a whole crew of people to make that ship go to its destination in a safe and timely fashion. And I think that in the overall scope, that's really what you're trying to do here. You're trying to bring not only the best host that you can find and the best programming you can find, but also the best business and support individuals that you can find as well.
Yeah, geez, you mean I have to give up being a control freak?
No, you'll always be a control freak, but that goes without saying. But, you know, I can live with that if you can live with me. So
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. And look, I'm living with Robbie Noel, or more importantly, Robbie is living with me. Look, if you can deal with this guy, you can deal with anything. He's still intact. He's not missing any digits or anything, and he still has his head on his shoulder. So if I can deal with Robbie Noel, I can deal with anybody.
Right.
Not a problem.
You know, I heard you talking a little while ago about the plans for the network and what we're trying to institute here. And it is a new model. It's not one that's traditional in a commercial sense. And it's not completely listener-supported in a traditional sense either. We're really trying to take control of a situation where we don't have to rely on or be indebted to third-party individuals to make sure that this network is viable and long-term. We're really looking for not only providing quality content and truth content to our listening audience, but now we're taking that a step further and trying to provide them products that they want and they need for what they feel their future will hold. And we're listening to them specifically through our online surveys and through our phone calls and emails. It's one where we're providing that added value. We really want to bring about a network that is a full-service network for our listeners, something that not only do they get the feeling of support of the network, but they also receive something that they need and want in an exchange.
Right.
Long-term, this is really, I think, we're betting on the come. The network itself is taking the risk that is usually associated with selling that risk to a third party in hopes of having a return, just like you were mentioning earlier. The mom and pops, the smaller businesses who tend to generally provide products and services to this segment of the world, if you will, don't have those marketing dollars. It's not in their budget,
right?
But they know that they need to grow. And unfortunately, when you are in an economic downturn, regardless of what the government is telling you, jobless recovery, whatever you want to call it, it's still hurting the retailers.
Sure.
And typically that's marketing, advertising, that's the first thing to go, and we will be held under that sway during all business cycles, and that's something we're just trying to alleviate.
Well, we're gonna hedge our bets on that one, because we're serious about the stability and the ongoing presence of this network, not only in its present state, but to grow it even stronger.
Exactly.
And that's where we're headed. Thanks, Wayne.
Appreciate you very much.
All right, man. I'll see you next week. All right. Labor Day, huh? You heard it, folks. We're going to have that clip. I'll have that. I'll have that with me, and I'll play it back to him on the phone every time I talk to him. Thanks, Wayne. We'll take the break. 74-65 for the second hour of the National Intel Report. We'll continue with your calls at 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday. More news stories, more after this.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.